السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم There is a question here Is it permissible for the wife to emerge from the home without her husband's consent? Can she leave the house without the permission of her husband? Regarding this matter Take note of one other factor, otherwise one may get the wrong end of the stick. Many people who listen to only one side of a story tend to take unfair advantage thereof. As we had mentioned earlier, that it is not the obligation of the wife to cook for her husband. But then on the other hand, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that women are prisoners in their husband's home. Which means that she cannot emerge from the home without taking her husband's consent. Just as the fuqaha have explained the matter of the wife cooking for the husband in detail, so too have they discussed the matter regarding his right to prevent her from emerging from the home to such an extent that if the husband prevents the wife from going to visit her friends and family, even her own parents, then she has to obey him. However, if her parents come to visit her, then the husband should not prevent them from coming. The fuqaha have stipulated a period that her parents should not come more than once a week. This is the wife's right that her parents visit at least once a week. The husband cannot deprive her of this right. But on the other hand, she cannot leave the house even to see them without his permission. So just as it is not her obligation to cook for him. Now that part of it the lady say, see, it's not my duty to cook for you. Right? But then the other part, no, see, deen is unfair now. The other part is if you want to leave the house, get the husband's permission. Now that the lady, she said, no, why I must be subjected to this type of imprisonment, right? For the man, on the other hand, he will harp on this fact. You see, you can't leave the house without my permission. But then when it comes to the cooking, she cooked for him, just that the salt was a little bit less, he's making a big story. It wasn't even her duty to cook for him. She cooked for him, just that the salt was a little bit less, so the chilies was a little bit extra, and now he's so upset and he's up in arms. So each person only wants to worry about what suits us, what is for our benefit. We don't want to look at deen holistically. Right? Now, to understand this thing, that a lady must not leave the house without her husband's permission. Right? Understand it like this. Do you in this class feel restrained? Do you feel restrained? I'm asking you a question. Do you feel restrained? Do you feel imprisoned? Do you feel oppressed? You're answering no to all these questions. Right? I'm asking if you feel restrained, you're saying no. Do you feel oppressed? You say no. Do you feel imprisoned? You say no. Right? Can you leave this class without my permission? Huh? You can't leave the class without my permission. Can you go home to visit your parents without my permission? Your own parents, can you go to visit them without my permission? No, you can't. Right? So, to understand this masla, you understand it exactly like this. Deen has got a system. Right? Muslims are systematic. Just as in the madrasa, we have a system. Right? In the madrasa, we have a system. If we're not going to follow the system, there'll be chaos. Right? Imagine now, if each one of you just did your own thing. You walked out of the class when you felt like. You came to class when you feel like. You decide midweek you're going away home. Will we be able to get any work done? We won't be able to get any work done. So when you came to the madrasa, you agreed that, look, I'm prepared to live by the rules and regulations and the laws of this institute. But at the same time, the people who are making the rules, the regulations, the people who are in charge, they must be compassionate, they must be kind, they must be merciful. Right? Now, you come up to me and say that, Maulana, I got a doctor's appointment, I'm not well. Now I say, forget about it. You can't go nowhere. You agreed to the rules here. You can't leave without my permission. Just sit down here in the madrasa. So that's wrong of me. Right? You come to me and you say, Maulana, you know what? I need to go home. And you got a valid reason. Right? I need to go for my driver's license test. Right? Or somebody at home is not well. Or there's been a mayat in the family. Right? Now is anybody going to stop you from going? Nobody is going to stop you from going. Holiday time, madrasa is closing. Now we can pull you till Maghrib. But we're thinking, okay, next day is Eid or whatever. Now how are the parents going to come in the evening to confess the children and then take them, rather get them off earlier? So it's a two-way street. On the one hand, you as students, you need to realize that we got to live within the rules and regulations and the system of the institute. On the other hand, the people who are in the admin, the people who are in charge, they need to look at things with kindness and compassion, and there has to be a line also. There has to be a line. One student came, say, wants to go for a cousin's nikah. Right, so he was told, no, never mind, leave the nikah out. Not your brother or sister or something. Go for the walima tomorrow. You will get some part of it. So there has to be some compromise, right? We have to all agree that, you know what, there's a line now, we can't overstep the line. Right. So exactly like this is a marriage. The wife, the day she agrees to get married, she is agreeing to live under the rules and regulations of her husband's home. Right. Now the West will say, but you're imprisoning the woman. There should be woman's liberation. Why are you oppressing the woman and whatever? Right. But ask yourself simply, what system will there be in that home if one person is not going to be in charge and anything that happens has to happen via his permission? Imagine now, the husband, he comes home in the evening, right? After a long day's work, he comes home in the evening and the children are in the house, they're all starving, right? The wife, mother is not there, the wife is not there. He doesn't know where she is. Ne? Phones are up. Madam, where are you? I decided to go to my mom's for a couple of days. I decided to go to my mother's house for a few days. In the meanwhile, he wanted to travel to Johannesburg tomorrow. He wanted to take his wife and go with him to Johannesburg tomorrow. He planned that, and now she's not here, she's gone to her mother's house for a couple of days. Now what happens to the kids? What happens to the home? What happens to the... Imagine you go for Eid namaz, right? You go for Eid namaz. Now you're going to come back after Eid namaz, you're getting ready, you're going to go to the farm for Qurbani. You come home after Eid namaz, the house is locked up. There's nobody here at the house. Say, what happened? Where's the wife? You phone her up? No, my brother was going past from Escort. He was going to Orchardston to my mother's house, so I jumped in with him. Can a house function like that? So on the one hand, the wife has to seek the permission of the husband. Right? In the same breath, the husband mustn't be a zalim.
Right? The husband must not be an oppressor. There has to be a give and take situation. Now, the husband, the wife comes up to the husband and says to the husband, you know what, my father is not well, I want to go home for a few days, just to go and see to him, right? I've cooked the food, left it in the fridge for the kids, everything, right? I made all arrangements, the maid will come, she'll do her work, whatever. I just want to go for 1-2 days, do you mind? Right? Now the husband, he needs to be compassionate now. I mean, her husband, her father just came from an operation, or he's not well, he's elderly, whatever. Allow her to go, she's worried. Allow her to go for that 1-2 days. Right? Go and make the khidmat of her father and come back. Now if he turns around and says, I'm very sorry, you are married to me, you just sit here. If you want, on Sunday you can go and see him and come back. Find your own way to go, find your own way to come. Now that's being a zalim. That is being an oppressor now. Right? There has to be a give and take situation. Now maybe it's Wednesday. Right? Maybe it's Wednesday. And the wife is telling him, you know what, I want to go to see my father. Now, the father lives in Johannesburg and we are living in Pietermaritzburg. Right? So he tells the wife, look here now, I can't take you today. Can't take you today. It's difficult. Right? However, what we'll do is, Friday, I'll come, I'll take little early leave from work, right? And we'll leave, we'll spend the weekend there, we'll come back Sunday. Now this is a give and take, right? So the key thing is mashwara. Husband must be understanding, kind, compassionate. Wife also must follow the rules and don't overstep the mark. Then everything will function. In harmony. Now if the wife, you know, I seen this thing happen, right? I had a friend, right? He was a working class person. And the job that he had to be working every second weekend. You know, 1 weekend on, 1 weekend off. Seven. Now the weekend when he's working, you must know it's a 7-day week, morning till evening, right? Now why is he working this hard? Obviously to provide for his wife, his children, give them a better life, right? He has to work this hard. Now on the other hand, the wife, every excuse, her parents were living in the same town, right? My parents were well off. Come Friday, they got a beachfront flat in Durban. They want to go away for the weekend. Right? Now, because she's living in the same town, so they offer her. Right? Now, bichara husband, now from Friday, her father and mother are going away to Durban to the beach flat. So she's gone. Now, he bichara is working now. He'll come home late Friday evening. Whole of Saturday is going to work, he's going to come home late. Whole of Sunday is going to work, he's going to come home in the evening. She'll pitch up back Sunday night. Right? Now, this is unfair on her. She should think, okay, the weekend my husband is off, we can go together. The next weekend he's working. Right? So just as he is putting in that effort, I should be at home for him. If the children want to go, let's send the children away. But I should be at home here for him. He comes in the evening, what is he going to do the whole weekend? Right? Now this continued for a while. Eventually, the husband got caught up in an affair. Right? With somebody at work. Right? He got caught up in an affair. And the wife came to find out the whole big story and she threw the wedding ring and whatever, right? But the question is, I'm not saying that what the husband did was right, don't get me wrong. Right? What I'm explaining to you is, this was the wife taking advantage. The wife was taking advantage. She left the door open for him to get involved in this guna. They should have come to some sort of understanding. Right? She can't be just leaving him all the time and going. Every school holiday come, whole holiday she has gone her mother's house. Now the husband and wife need to come to some arrangement that look okay, December holidays are coming up, the shop is very busy and whatever. Okay, that weekday you rather go your mother's house. As it is, I'll be coming late, going early, whatever. Take the children, go away for a holiday. Right? Go away for 1 week, whatever. Depending how far the parents live. So you come to an understanding, you come to some sort of arrangement, make mashwara. But the bottom line is, a wife must not leave her marital home without her husband's permission. If the husband doesn't give permission, she cannot go. That's the bottom line. Right? And on the other hand, the husband must not be a bullheaded person. He needs to be understanding, he needs to be merciful, and he needs to weigh the situation. Right? And if it's justified, like say for example now, her parents are living in the same town. At least once a week, he should take her to her parents' home. Now sometimes, say for example, the husband is going in Jamaat, right? 3 days, he's going to do his 3 days this month, right? He's going to do his 3 days, right? Now the wife tells him that, okay, you're going for 3 days, can I go to my mother's place for the weekend? You're going to be gone 3 days Jamaat from Friday, you're going away, you're only going to come back Sunday. Can I go away to my mother's house? Now there's no reason for him not to allow her to go. He should happily tell her, no problem, I'll take you Jumma time and I come for lunch, you get your things ready, whatever, I'll take you, I'll drop you off, right? And then I'll leave and go away to Hilal, from there I'll go away in Jamaat, right? Now she then must think that my husband is going to come back Asar time on Sunday, so let me tell my brother Zohar time he must bring me away home. I have a hot meal ready for him when he comes, make sure the children are neat, tidy, the house is clean, whatever. So now when he comes home to a warm, welcoming home. So he too is happy, she too is happy. Right? So this is it's a give and take situation. A person just reads the rule and says, now, oh, but this is so oppressive. One knows good life. No, rules are there so that there is harmony. Things function within a structure. Everybody knows what's happening. Otherwise, everybody will just be doing their own thing. That is not healthy. You don't know what's going on. This is an accepted fact of life. In order to maintain good relations, each one of the spouses should consider the other. That now, if the wife is coming and asking the husband, say, you know what, can I go and visit my parents? Now the husband, maybe he is living with his parents, or he is living next door his parents. Every day when he comes from work, he makes sure he go make salam with them. Right? If they need something, he's getting it for them. They need to go doctor, he's taking them. Now doesn't she also have this desire in her heart to visit her parents? So when she is asking, can I go for a weekend during the holiday, can I go for a week, or can I just go to visit them? So he should be kind enough to take her. And now look, when we're talking about this permission thing for leaving the house, it is not only when the wife wants to go away for a few days to her mother's house. If the wife wants to leave the house to go and buy something in a shop, must ask her husband permission first. She doesn't, you see, if you want to go home now from here for a couple of days, isn't you have to seek permission? If you just want to go toilet, then too you have to seek permission. For whichever reason you want to leave the class,
you have to seek permission. So,
for whatever reason she wants to leave the home, she has to ask permission. Right? Even if it is, she wants to go to the chemist to get some medication, she has to ask her husband permission. She can't leave the house without the husband's consent. Right? But, as is being explained, that the spouses should consider one another. Now, if she needs medication from the pharmacy, he does make her do all the school rounds and madrasa rounds and everything. But now when she wants to go to the pharmacy to get medication for herself, no. What's the need for you to leave the house? Then you must become like a big buzur. Then how come he's letting her go do school rounds and madrasa rounds? Yeah, the other situation is where a husband doesn't allow his wife to come out at all. He does all the rounds, school rounds, madrasa rounds, whatever. And now she phones to say she wants to go pharmacy. And he says, no, I'm very sorry. You don't leave the house. Fine. That is there in his place. But then he must ensure that the medication reaches her. If she needs the medication, he must ensure that the medication reaches her. If he doesn't want her to go and fetch it, so he must make a plan and make sure it reaches her. Understand?
So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha had also made this arrangement that he would attend to all outside matters and she will do all the domestic chores. It's not her duty to cook. But they came to this arrangement that look, you do the outside work, I'll do the inside work. This is the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is what we should practice. The spouses should not hanker all the time after their own rights. It's not like we are opposition to one another. It's not you as a student, you're not here to make my life difficult. And I as a teacher, I'm not here to make your life difficult. Like that in a marriage. The husband mustn't be there to make his wife's life difficult. The wife mustn't be there to irritate the husband. Both are there working as a team for the betterment of their home. They should divide their chores in this manner and inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala, all their affairs will be in order. I mean, do you find a husband today making his wife wash his car? You don't find that, right? But Sahabiyat, some of them used to even brush down and wash the horses of their husbands. Although it wasn't their duty, but they used to do it. Right? If the wife commits some blatant act of immodesty, then the Quran-i-Majid explains the manner in which she should be rectified. And we discussed this, that first they should speak, then the separation of the beds and all that, we discussed it, right? Remember that wives are a trust upon the husbands. And just as the husband has rights over the wife also has rights over the husbands. So you are obliged by the Sharia to maintain her well, provide food, clothing and shelter for her. Yeah, we'll stop here. You see, the other thing is sometimes the husband is not, say like we take the very same example where the husband, the wife is asking the husband, you going for 3 days Jamaat, can I go to my mother's house? Right? Now the husband is saying no. But why is he saying no? He's saying no not because he wants to make her life a misery or he just wants to spite her. He's saying no because her parents got TV by the house and his children are going to go there and her parents don't respect the fact that he doesn't want his children to watch television. Now they make the children sit and watch movies. Or maybe she has got a sister there at home who is also married
and her husband is there, and he doesn't respect the parda, he doesn't respect the privacy, and this is why this man is not allowing her to go, then he is justified. Then he is justified. Right? But then, if he himself is talking to all his female cousins and dozens, and he's not making no parda, but then he only wants his wife to make parda, then he's a hypocrite. Then he's a hypocrite. So each situation needs to be checked nicely, and there must be mashwara between the spouses. Communication is key. Whenever we don't have communication, then we end up with a lot of problems. Mashwara, communication is key. In any relationship, communication is key. SubhanAllah.